Okay.
There you go.
I would like to call to order a special meeting for our budget tonight to pass our budget on Thursday, the 26th of June, 2025. And I want to welcome everybody for coming tonight. And we'll start out with our opening ceremony. Rachel will give us an invocation, and Chris will give us lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be together tonight as a town council and residents of Levan. We're thankful for the opportunity to live in a place of relative peace, and we ask you that we may be blessed, that we will make good decisions and be able to carry out the business of the town. Please bless those in our town who may be suffering or hurting at this time, and bless us all with peace and safety. And say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we don't have any business for our local building authority tonight. And so our discussion items are action items. As first, we need to pass our 2026 budget. We need to adopt that and consider or entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the 2026 fiscal year budget, as has been specified by Christine tonight.
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any more discussion on the 2026 budget? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. So next, we need to pass our 2025 amended budget. So I'd entertain a motion for that.
I move that we pass the 2025 fiscal year budget amendment.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Is there any more discussion on the budget? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, on that first one, the 2026, it should be 2025, right?
No.
That's next year's.
No, we've got...
I guess you could say it's 2025 and 2026.
Well, yeah, it's
all,
it ends
okay.
26.
The
yeah.
Amendments, not
yeah.
The...
Yeah.
Amendments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the amendment, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, don't scare me on this
one. I'm just like, 2026? Next year's not 2026.
Do we have any concerns that anybody wanted to talk about?
I just have a quick question, since I don't think we meet... Do we meet before the 24th? We do. So
yeah.
Any of the
yeah.
issues that we have for the 24th, we'll deal with then.
Yeah, we still have another meeting.
Unless there's something, because Kenzie's trying to finalize the schedule and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did
something regarding activities that might
no,
change.
No, I just didn't know if we had anything that we
yeah.
needed to discuss on that.
Okay. Do we have any other comments? Do we have any comments from the public?
Nope, I don't care. Well, we
got to
get something.
Yeah, a concern or anything.
Ghostbusters when you see something scary.
There you go.
Actually, we were talking briefly about, so the fish grab is what's under discussion right now. And
okay.
So we found out that it would cost us $1,010 total for 160 fish. And the guy said 10 inches good size because it lets the kids catch
mm-hmm.
them. And if they want to eat them, there's actually something
yeah.
there. And so I ran it by the youth council. The ones that got back to me said they didn't think it was worth it. Mackenzie is asking if there's a different source for the fish. I haven't been able to find one yet, but maybe somebody knows. But also we talked about charging $2 for 1 minute in the water or catch a fish, whichever happens
yeah.
first. Okay. So Mackenzie just sent me a text and said, how about raising the price? Because she really thinks that activity will be a highlight. And so, but when we decided on, when I say we, I'm talking about the youth council. I'm trying to let them govern this because that's what it's about, right? Yeah. So I put it out to them. I let them all say their piece and then decide. And so they were the ones that, so we were like, okay, imagine you're a family with six kids. Is $2 doable? You know, if all your kids want to catch a fish. And they were all like, yeah, they felt like $2 was a good price. So I haven't asked them about upping it because she just suggested that. But I wouldn't mind hearing what you guys think. I just, honestly, if our original budget was $10,000, I know that we're kind of not sticking to that, which makes it kind of worse. But that would make this activity a little over 10% of the budget, and that just it just doesn't.
If you bump it to $3, that's $480. If you bump it to $5 of fish, you're.
I wouldn't let my.
You might go home with a bunch of fish if you set
$5. $5 a fish, kids are not going to do it.
Yeah.
Well, parents can't afford that.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, because a lot of those kids aren't going to get. They're going to try and go a few more times than one.
I'd rather get $500 and get one of those things that you go in and that blows the money up and you grab money.
That's what I was telling Rachel. I was like, for the number of kids. Yeah. That come to the thing that would actually do it. It's a lot of money for kids. So even if we raise some money, we're still counting on a whole bunch of kids.
Because some of them are doing it two or three times.
Yeah.
Some of them are doing it three times, but a lot of them won't do it.
Because last time it was only $1, right? It was $1 to get in there for 1 minute or catch one fish.
Yes, what if you do $3 or $10 a family?
$3 or $10 a family for one try? What if they want to try again? Then I don't know.
I think you
need
to
just... That's what I could add up. But I see more of them doing it just to get wet and cool off than to actually catch the fish. But that's my own opinion.
We have
the water slide.
You know.
Plus
the fire department. Is the fire department going to hose everybody down too?
I don't know. You're the first one.
The question is, what's the level where it becomes cost prohibitive enough that 160 fish is too many? Because what are we going to do with leftover fish?
Yeah, and so usually they aren't, because as the day goes on, the fish get more sluggish and easier.
Remember the chicken lady or the cat lady that was up, I think Zach Rosequist bought there in her house. But she was buying the fish and dumping them back in.
Oh.
And then more kids were going and getting in and getting the fish. Mm. So
So you're saying that there weren't enough fish to put in?
Oh, there was plenty of fish, but she kept on dumping them
in. Why did she need to put more fish in?
She was buying them from kids and then putting them back in and so more kids could have fun.
Yeah.
So they would have done that.
I know that's fun, but...
So you're wouldn't have been enough if that lady hadn't done that?
It was still plenty.
So here's my thing, is not an elected person and can't really have a say in it, only the person who has to do the budget part of it. I think you need to think real hard about, like, how much are you going to actually recoup? I mean, are you going to get a bunch of, like, really savvy fish? Like, because if you get a bunch of, like, three-year-olds in there, they're not catching any fish anyway, right? But if you get a bunch of kids in there that actually can catch those fish, you're going to go through the fish pretty fast, and you're not going to get many of the funds back. And so then it becomes, like, that cost is... If it ends up costing the town $500 because you managed to recoup half of it, would that $500 be better spent somewhere else with the youth council or with the thing?
Here's the other thing. We haven't done the fish grab for the last 6 years.
Right? And
we've still had a fantastic...
And there's a ton of stuff.
And most of those fish are going to be wasted.
You're just going to catch
a bunch of fish and
kill. Where's the Humane Society and all
that?
After so long, the trouts, they really slow down.
Me tell you something. It's not because they're tired. It's because they're dying.
I'd get a thousand little rubber duckies and just let them fish out a duck. Get a prize.
Do like one of those fishing games?
Yeah, but we've got a lot of...
Get like a bunch of new bicycles or something.
Anyway, I hate to sound like I'm trying to nix it, but I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I think we're good to...
But ultimately, I put it to the youth council.
Yeah, let them decide.
And their opinion, but the person in charge is still like...
Yeah.
She wants it. But she's also suggesting... to have it at 3 o'clock because she was hoping for like a refresher activity. Like everything starts 11:30, and then in the afternoon there's something new, you know.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like that's when people kind of go home for a while, right, spend time with their families, and then they come back for dinner.
He usually delivers the fish between 8 and 9.
Yeah, and you're,
okay,
you're,
that was the other question was...
About 7:30, I think.
Yeah, okay, so
because they're not going to last in like the heat of the day very long at all.
Right, so it would be a morning activity.
Yeah.
I just, to be honest with you, I think it's a waste of $1,000. My opinion.
I think so too, and so I.
Sorry for bringing it up in that meeting.
No, it was $120 before.
I know. Yeah, $120.
That's doable.
A whole story.
Yeah, because when she called me the first time, and she's like, "Well, it might be like, what if it's like $300?" I'm like, "I think $300, especially if you charge it a buck a kid, that's no problem." But I wasn't expecting over a grand.
Well,
it's not worth it.
So, if I have the vote from the youth council that we don't want to do this activity, backed up by the Levan Town Council that we think that it's not a good use of money, then I can tell Mackenzie that we're just not going to do it. Mm-hmm.
I think you go with the argument that it's cost prohibitive, first and foremost.
That, so the check other places was the next request. So far, it's like people are... Like, they will stock a pond or something, but it's not like they're selling fish to just, you know.
Yeah.
And I actually, like, looked up...
Because they don't...
Because we're talking about, like, doing, like, the ball toss with the goldfish bowls, and I looked at that, and that was, like, $8 each. So you're like, wow, okay, fish are just really super expensive.
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Is there something, some other really fantastic activity that we could do instead?
There's a lot of other activities. And the thing is, I guess this is my thing, and I'm going to sound like a Scrooge here, but there's a lot of activities for the kids.
Yeah.
So.
Right, but here's the other thing. With the budget miscommunications and stuff, we're already going to be over what we intended to spend on this event, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we're counting on...
So that's another reason why I don't feel like... Well, okay, but then I was talking to someone who, well, Tressie Jackman, she was the one that was over it last time. And so I was telling her how much it cost. She's like, whoa, well, let me ask my family, and they might want to donate the money. And so I'm like, well, okay.
But maybe next time.
But
we can.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cause,
I mean, if she calls me tomorrow and says, hey, I asked all my siblings and everybody's going to cover it, should we do it?
And then, if someone comes up with that and wants to do that,
if they want to earmark that donation for it, then yeah, that would be great.
Okay, and they have to give the money to the town, or they buy the fish.
Well, so if they buy the fish, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just if they order the fish
and
on behalf
the
of
invoice, then then they need to give the money to the town. Okay. All right. And I appreciate the fact that. I understand. Yeah, it would be fantastically fun. Yeah,
it'd be fun.
I'm not trying to be critical of anybody, and it's super generous of them to even think about giving money. I love that.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's as important as all that, so...
I did have a need for an executive session tonight.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your input on the fish grab. Everybody.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. We're going
to
have a good
2014. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I make a motion we go into executive session.
First, we need to close this. No, do we? No, we don't close
this.
We just go into executive session.
We go into executive
session.
Then you close the executive session. Then you come into.
Then we go back.
Make a motion to come into the regular session, and then you adjourn the regular session.
Because we don't have anything. Any budget stuff? Well, not.
We're done.
Yeah,
we just go back and close it.
Approval of claims and everything.
We're just here for that.
This is just a special.
I second that.
Okay, so we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Have a good one.